Hello?
Hey, my name is Cheryl, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested that call? And I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Great, because I wish I need to go back to the last caller who I spoke with, this foreign guy, because I don't know what he was, I don't know what he was going on with him. I didn't get no help from him. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I just had to address that before, like you addressed the recording. Well, my name is Ramon James.
Okay, so I will have to take down your first and last name and send it over and have someone return your call at after 6:05. This is our claim processing time from 5:30 to 6:05. What is your first name?
Huh?
I would have to take down your first
name. No. You're talking about what I just said earlier about the last caller?
No, sir, I can't file a claim at the moment. This is our claim.
No. I'm not trying to file anything. I don't know what. You lost me right there. You lost me. I didn't call you for that. I didn't notice I was calling for a claim. I didn't say anything. You didn't give me a time to say anything. You asked me what my name was. I tell you my name and.
Okay, how can I help you?
Yeah, thank you. anyhow, I was just addressing you earlier. I guess you guys can feel what I was saying. I was talking to the last caller, and I lost connection. Before I go any further, do you have a way of calling us back? Because that's what happened. His phone got disconnected somehow, and we was in the middle of our conversation, and it dropped. So that's why I was saying that earlier. So do
yes,
you need
sir.
My number to call me back?
Is the phone number going to be 251-721-4441?
Yes, ma'am.
Because
you should have called back. That's why I was saying that earlier to you. But the last call I spoke with, I didn't get any help. So if he had my number like you just had my number, he should have called me back, right?
Yes, sir.
But he never did. So I had to call you. That's why I'm doing this now, because I want to be speaking with you. So that's what I addressed. And then when you addressed the point that is being recorded, and I said, yeah, great. I'm glad that it is. So that's why I'm just saying that. Now, the help that I'm looking for is I was told earlier today, you know, you called a number on Sunday and you set up your appointment, and they call you the next day. I don't know what you call it, but you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir. The inquiry line?
Yes, ma'am. That. So they called me this morning, and because I was in talk with her, because I was told the day before that I wasn't eligible to get benefits funds. So when she called me today and she checked and saw the information, to say, no, whoever told you that, they was wrong. They lied to you. They said, you are eligible. They said, it's still pending. So, okay, she corrected that issue. So now, as we were talking, she told me, and I asked her, like, this is my third week here calling for my weekly benefit. And I said, when would I start receiving them? Now, I just want to know if this is true or not. From her standpoint, she said it would be months, like, not this month, maybe on, it won't be, she said, I said, would it be January of next year? They said, maybe. I said, like, wow. I said, why is it taking it so long? They said, something about y'all system or something that is slow. They said, y'all been doing, they've been in the process, she said, this has been going on, the problem been going on for like 4 years. So what I'm asking you, is that true or not?
Unfortunately, I can't answer that question because I don't work in the inquiry department.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
I do apologize, but I can't answer that question. I'm not sure of that, so I don't want to give you the wrong answer or a yes or a no if it's not accurate. The only thing I can do is file claims on this line, so I'm not sure about the information that you received from the inquiry department.
Because the other guy I spoke with, now if that's true what you said, I recorded when you said it's about to be recorded. Somebody
yes,
need to go
sir.
Back and check him because he told me it's 2 to 3 weeks. Now, when
that's
I file
for
my
a decision.
Claim,
that's for a decision on your claim to be made. It takes 2 to 3 weeks. That's what we informed after we get. Go ahead.
Well, we talking about payment.
Payment. Okay.
That's what they told me as well. Because even he said so. I ain't talking about the claim. No, because I asked when I first made my claim, like I'm talking to you, and got everything set up. I said, how long would it take for my first payment? They said, like you just said, it takes 2 weeks to get it all set up and everything. And I don't call twice. And I said, does it add up? They said, it'd be like a lump sum the first 2 weeks until you get a letter in the mail or Well, the letter, the inquiry letter said it ain't really no letter you get. You know, you just start seeing it in your account. Because I have it set up to my account, direct deposit. So she said it would take some, she said, like you just said, it would take a week, get everything set up, and everything, get everything processed or whatever. But then I also asked her how long would it take for the first payment to be made. She said it would take 2 to 3 weeks. That's what she said. Now, versus with the lady I talked with today, she said months. So that's why I'm asking you. Because the first lady and the guy I talked to before you today, he said 2 to 3 weeks as well. So that's why I'm asking you again.
Yes, sir.
But I'm asking you.
It takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your claim. But for the payment amounts, that's something that we cannot see. We can't see any payments. We don't know how long it will take for you to receive your payment. It's 2 to 3 weeks before a decision on your claim is made. Payments wise, we cannot see any of that.
Then why would you address the people who work? Now, ain't somebody inquire people. I'm talking about you guys. Because that's where I got the answer from. Because I was debating with her earlier this morning. Because like, she called me like 7 o'clock this morning on my time. And so that's what she, you know, I was not trying to debate. I just told her that's what I heard.
Okay, so give me one moment.
Uh-huh. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I just heard something. I thought you were...
Yes, sir. So I do apologize for that information that you were given. However...
That's fine.
Yeah, I do apologize for that. So it does take the 2 to 3 weeks just to do the claim processing. But for the payments-wise, if the inquiry did tell you it takes X amount of months, that probably is so.
Months?
Whatever the inquiry lady told you, how long it takes before you receive that payment, that may be accurate. Because on our end, again, like I stated, we can't see any of the payment information. We have no access to it. The only thing we're doing is putting the claim in for you and informing you to file your weekly certification and just trying to provide you with all the tools so you can stay updated on your claim. Weekly certifications or the inquiry line if you need to call them. But anything outside of that, we can't see it.
But why is it like that? Have they been going on like this before in the past?
Yes, sir. From my knowledge, since I've been here, that's how it's always worked.
Like how long ago that was?
I've been here for 5 years now.
Last time I filed unemployment in Alabama, I was close by. About 20-some-odd years ago. And, you know, that was this during the time it was paper coming to your mailbox. You file, or you get paper. No, you was in like a little check, you know, and then you go cash, you know.
Yeah,
I know it's super updated by now. I say 20-something years ago, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But it never took this long. That's what I'm getting at.
Backed up.
That's what I'm saying. Give me a reason. That's what I'm looking for. The lady wasn't saying that. She just said it's been going on for 4 years. That's the lady I talked with this morning. That's why I asked, what is the reason? Nobody's not giving me a reason. Like, I mean, if it's long, it's long, but give me some type of reason so I can be aware of, because that's so, you know, I got to be careful how I'm spending the money, because I'm out of, But think about it now. This is my next question. I mean, I don't mean to cut that part short. Because I got to think, you guys and people like, all of y'all got to start thinking. If it take months and months and months, and this so happened, this every instant I end up getting a job before I even get my first payment from y'all, my weekly benefit, you know what I'm saying? Now, I'm called 3 weeks. And so if it's 250 a week, $500, what's the next one? That make a what? Another $500, that make it $725. Then the next week, that'd be $1,000. 4 weeks straight, that's $1,000, right? Think about it.
Sir.
And I ain't got nothing yet, and I'm still calling. So if I'm calling this month, and then January, then next month after that, I'm down there at $2,000. But somewhere in between that time, I get a job. So what happened then?
Your payments will still come again. The system, from my knowledge, they're just backed up at the moment.
No, that's cool. But I'm just saying, it's a saying that some of y'all don't give us the whole idea of what's really going on. You leave us in the blind. Some people might not think about it like me. I'm just curious. That's why I ask those questions. Definitely sure. Because I don't like it when you don't give us the information. Then you wonder why we be mad or upset. And you're not quite thinking like, okay, they don't have the whole one down. We don't have nothing. I got two letters from y'all. Letter saying that I started it. Then the other letter was like a pamphlet. You know, whatever, like a book, whatever. So only thing I got to do next is just show my ID. You know, I got to take a picture of my ID and my ID and my Social Security card. So I got to go down in my city. And they can do it on the computer. They can look it up. I mean, you know, do it on the computer and take the picture and everything. So that's no problem. But she said I'm certified and everything, you know, but it just pending. That's all. But at the same time, y'all are still not telling us the whole idea of what's going on. You understand?
Yes, sir.
How that feel. It don't seem like y'all do. Maybe you, but it don't seem like. Because in the long run, we don't know everything. So we get the one we waiting like damn, months going by, I got bills to pay. And that's why I say, if I end up getting a job, does it stop? Because y'all still owe me. And if I was y'all, I wouldn't try to do that because you're going to be on through a whole lot of money. Think about it. That's why I say in 4 weeks, that's $1,000. Another 4 weeks go by. You know, that's $2,000. You know, you're going to owe me. Y'all going to keep paying people like that? Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
I'm just trying to help you do the math, to think about it.
Okay, that's something that I cannot think about, sir. I've already informed you of the information of how the process works.
I get it, I'm sorry, I didn't cut y'all. I get it, but in general, I know you can't say it over the phone, but I know deep in your mind, you were like, if you was in my position, think about it. That's why I'm asking you that.
Yes, sir, I understand. I totally understand.
You know what I'm saying? They just say you get unemployed and you ain't getting money, you got bills to pay, and then in the middle of you end up getting a job somewhere, a part-time job, whatever. And what should I do? Do I need to call and say I got a job? Then that stop or what? Hello?
Yes, sir. I understand what you're saying.
Okay, my question is, do I need to call you and tell you do I have a job?
You can give us a call, but it's what I advise is to continue to do your weekly certifications.
When I have a job? Now, because by that time, I mean, I'm looking for a job because I'm going to run out of money. Because y'all not giving it to us on time. You know what I'm saying? He's going to wait 2 to 3 months to receive that first payment. I got bills. People got bills to pay. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to think. Even though you don't want to answer the question, but in real life, in realistic, y'all got to think about that. It shouldn't take so long. Y'all talking about back up. I want to know why is it back up? What is causing it to be backed up? You know, what is it? I asked the lady, was it COVID? She said no. So then what the hell is it? What is it?
I'm not sure of what the actual issue is, but that's the only information I'm able to provide you at this time.
Well, y'all need to tell people something, for real. Because everything going on, we're not living in a world, I guess back then, it was different. But, you know, in this day of time, you know, things got to, you know, people trying to pay this and pay that. You know, I'm running out of money. That's why I say if I end up getting a job, you talking about still fall? And then what? And then tell you why I don't have a job? Knowing I have a job, I don't want to lie. Then you'll find me for fraud. Right? Hello?
Yes, sir. I hear you.
I don't hear you, though.
Is there anything else I can help you with at the moment?
Well, I mean, did you understand where I'm coming from? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's what you need to hear. That's why I say you're not hearing me. You're not responding. You know, I don't like to talk, be here talking to myself. You know, that's why I say I'm going to talk to a human being. So, you know, how would I get, when the third letter comes in? The third letter to let me know that I'm certified.
I'm not sure when that information will come, sir. The only thing I can inform you is just to keep doing your weekly certification. You can also contact the inquiry line if you like more information or your claim as well. Or you can go to the website, labor.alabama.gov, click on unemployment, and then you will click on request or send information regarding your claim. You can upload your questions there as well. And you can submit a ticket, and they will respond to you through email, or they will leave the information on your customer portal.
Okay. It is weird. I guess I can give them another call and ask that question. And go from there. But thank you for your help, ma'am. Hello?
You're welcome.
I said thank you for your help, ma'am, and be blessed.
You're welcome.
Have a good Christmas and have a new year.
Same to you. Happy holidays, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You enjoy your day.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What up?